Welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast, starring brother, sister, duo, Joe Shortridge and Jen Shortridge.
Hello.
What's going on, Joseph?
Oh, another busy, busy week.
Always.
Yes.
Yes. Always. Guess where I was.
I was going to say, Jen had a busier week than I did.
Yep. 5 days in Florida, came back one day, went to Vegas for 5 days. Woohoo! I know. I suck. My life sucks so bad. Two vacations in 1 week.
I know.
That's the second time I've done that this year. Went to Florida, then went to Vegas the same week.
I worked.
Aw, lucky you. Lucky you.
So did you see anything interesting in Vegas? You didn't get married.
No. I dodged that bullet big time. But no, we had a blast. I took my best friend and we went and we just gambled and drank and we went and saw Mariah Carey and went to Thunder from Down Under and saw some naked men.
Good Lord.
Who's the best? The best. But anyways, no, didn't see any ghosts, didn't see any Bigfoots, did see a couple scary characters, but that was about it.
Okay, the big question, how many Elvis have you seen?
I did not see one.
Oh.
No, I tell a lie. I saw a guy who kind of looked like him in the lounge at Sam's Town, but that was it.
What's the purpose of going if you're not going to dress up like Elvis?
I know.
Like I do at Walmart.
So I did see on Fremont Street. So Fremont Street is this long strip of the old Las Vegas, and they covered it over with the like world's largest video screen.
I've seen pictures of that.
So there's this guy there, and he's in leather pants with horns coming out of his head, no shirt on, and hooves. His shoes were hooves.
Sure, he wasn't like the dog man following you from last week?
I think he was, but, you know, he was trying to get pictures with people, so I'm sure it wasn't the dog man.
No?
It was, I don't know.
Did you howl at him?
I just gave him a funny look.
You know, speaking about creepy.
Yeah.
And my visits to Walmart. Did you see in the news about these creepy clowns that are popping up everywhere?
Everywhere. No. Yeah, no.
I mean, I've had my theories, but they're all over. And like,
I would have to punch a clown. I would punch a clown.
Literally.
I would not even play with that. Don't be popping out at me. Don't be scaring me. Pee easily.
Well, did you hear that in Greenville, South Carolina, at the Fleetwood Manor Apartments, they actually put out a letter to all the residents that said, warning, there's a creepy clown in the residence that is trying to lure kids into the woods.
Oh, my hell.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the sightings are happening everywhere. I mean,
that's just nuts.
There's a lot of clowns in Green Bay, you know. But I think Brett Favre is now retired, right? But yeah, Green Bay, they have one that... He actually has a Facebook page, and I went to his Facebook page and looked him up. And this is where my theory comes from, okay? All of a sudden, we're seeing all these creepy clowns everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I found out that Steven Spielberg's coming out with a new It movie.
Oh, yeah.
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 So I went, and I, like normal, I forgot to put down his name here. But the creepy clown in Green Bay has his own site on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to that site. And he's trying to sell his movie script.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why don't they buy mine? I have like four of them.
I know. Maybe you should dress up like a creepy clown and just go stand on the corner.
I'd be the world's shortest clown.
You'd have balloons bigger than you.
No.
But anyhow, what else?
Did you notice? Is it just me or the lights keep dimming?
They do.
That's weird.
I thought it was when you were running the... washer and dryer and stuff.
No, I turned the washer off, but keep going on and off. It's very odd.
We're recording 6 feet under Toledo, Ohio today.
Yep.
In Jen's studio.
We're in the writer's cave.
Yes. So,
all right.
What's on the agenda for today? Well, I see a young gentleman sitting here across from us.
Very special guest in the house today. Our very own nephew extraordinaire. Caleb!
Officer Caleb, we're not saying his last name.
Yes.
All right.
Welcome to the studio.
Good to be here.
awesome.
So, what are you doing here? What do you want?
I want all your money.
Oh, that's what I figured.
I don't have any. I lost it all in Vegas.
Well, then we're done.
Good times. Actually, Caleb has a very interesting story that he's going to tell us. He likes to do urban spelunking and has some very interesting tales to tell from a creepy place that he went into a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. So, Caleb?
Yes.
Where did you break into?
I found an unlocked door. So, no. Yeah, we did. I did break into this one. We took a fence pole and busted through a wall.
Oh,
and
it nice. Was the
breaking it into jail. No, it was a workhouse out in White House, Ohio.
Okay.
And it was just sitting there in the dark, and so I decided to go in it.
How old were you?
16, 17.
Well, I was going to say, if you're breaking 18. Into places, you were probably 10 or 9.
Yeah, right. Juvenile. Can't get in trouble. No.
Right.
Yeah, it's the Toledo House of Corrections is the actual name, but they call it the workhouse. And I've looked it up online, and it's a very interesting place.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was built in 1918, and it ran actually till 1991.
Yeah,
it's like, and by the end of its run, it was getting so bad in there, and it's just filthy, dirty, mm-hmm. the rust everywhere, lead-based paint, flooding, the basement was flooded, you know, I mean, the prisoners actually were complaining because the mattresses that they were sleeping on were so run down that it was basically just threads.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And a workhouse is what you actually do, like it's, labor.
Yeah.
Like
hard labor.
So, you know, they don't have that anymore, but maybe mm-hmm. They should.
Well, yeah. Chain gangs are still out there. So
uh-huh. Yeah. They actually grew like it was a regular farm. They had cows and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the prisoners were made to raise or eat, you know, their own food.
Now, the people who were put in there, were they just prisoners or were they, was it also like a poor house?
I'm not entirely sure, but I think most of them were prisoners.
Okay.
One of the times I went in there, we went to the like foreman's office.
Okay.
And that was pretty cool because I was off of the main lobby and you actually had to go up some stairs and the room sat higher than the rest of that floor,
mm-hmm.
but it didn't go into the next floor. It's kind of cool. While we were in there, we saw a bunch of records, written out records of
neat.
The people that used to be there. And there's a lot of juveniles that were out there.
Wow, interesting.
So it was pretty cool.
That's really cool. You know, and back then they put everybody together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it didn't matter what crime you committed. You went to mm-hmm. the workhouse.
Right. It could have been, you know, maybe mentally insane or, you know,
they did have a lot of that there. Some of the research I was doing, there was a lot of, you know, weird people there, if you want to say,
mm-hmm.
you know, and everything from drunk driving to murder.
Wow.
All in the same housing.
Which is a recipe for a lot of mm-hmm. real strong energy right there.
Yeah, they actually had people that committed suicide and stuff there.
True. You know, it's prison.
You could feel the stuff when you got close to it. You could feel something looking at you. The windows were right next to the ground. So when you would walk up to the side of the building,
mm-hmm.
you're like, I feel like something's watching me and going to just break through the window and grab me.
Oh,
and,
how scary.
You know, every so often you'd have to check the window because it was creepy.
In case some kids broke the windows in.
Right.
And then crawled in behind mm-hmm. you with a pipe.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so when you went, what time of day did you get there?
It was probably about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. Okay. So it was pretty dark after the sun went down. We were there for probably a couple hours.
Okay. Was it winter time, summertime?
It was about fallish summer.
Okay. All right.
Just before school went back in.
Breaking and entering just before school.
Yeah.
And folks, we're not
don't try to
promote.
Yeah,
this.
That's what I was gonna say. Like on our 2 episodes ago or so, we said the do's and don'ts.
Right. Yeah.
And the big one was don't trespass.
Ask for permission. Most likely you're going to say, yeah, just don't hurt yourself.
Right. Yeah. You know, and you two went in there and who knows, the floor could have fell in on you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just had a situation in our city here that some kids went into an abandoned building and one of them fell to his death, 16-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
fell right down the elevator shaft.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And it's kind of ironic that you broke into a jail. And your profession now, he is actually an officer of the law now, which is interesting. And also really proud of him because, it's in the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, grandpa's looking down at you now.
Yeah.
So, okay. So when you went in there, what happened?
Well, we started in on the back side of the building. It technically the front, but it was the back where the cars would come in for the kitchen, things like that. So we broke into the kitchen, and we decided to go downstairs rather than upstairs, and we wanted to see the basement, see if we could go down there because we knew it was flooded.
Yeah.
We got down there. There was like a little landing, and then there was another set of stairs that actually went down into the basement, but the landing was open. You could see into the basement, like this giant room. You could see actual jail cells with the bars and, okay, and everything. It was really cool. Kind of creepy, eerie. Two rooms behind us, when we're looking out into the big room, there's two rooms, probably like a closet of some sort, maybe an office. But we couldn't get into the basement because it was completely flooded. But we could see the stairs on the opposite end of the building that go up. Mm-hmm. All the floors, because the stairways are all the same for the entire building, up and down. So we're standing in there, and I had a flashlight out, was listening, standing still, nothing happening. And I heard a moan coming from one of the hallways that enter into the big room. Couldn't see down there, but we definitely heard a moan. It was kind of just long and drawn out. And so we're like, what was that noise? And so we see this like thing come from that hallway. Like if you take your finger on in a pool or hot in a tub, and you make move it in there, and it makes that V shape off your finger.
Yeah.
We saw that coming from the hallway.
Oh my gosh.
And it came out and then turned towards us. So I was like, okay, that's a rat. There's gotta be some sort of rat, some sort of mouse maybe swimming. So I took my flashlight, shined it, didn't see anything. I could see the peak of the V. I could see it.
Okay.
Nothing there. No shadow underneath. The water was crystal clear.
Wow.
So you could see right through the bottom. You could see chairs sitting at the bottom because they were waterlogged.
So how deep was it, you think the water was?
It was at least up to my neck, maybe even over my head.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So
probably 5-6 feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was still pretty deep. And so this thing kept coming towards us, and we're standing on the landing, right at the first step. And there's about maybe 3.5 inches of space between the top ledge and the water line.
Okay.
So this thing keeps coming towards us, and as it came towards us, the water started to raise up, like a wave underneath the water pushing. It was weird, but it's doing this V shape and this wave, and realized it wasn't going to stop. So I think two or three other people that was with me, we ran back up into the stairwell that brought us down there. And just as we left that landing, the water capsized onto the landing that we were standing on.
Like a wave.
Oh, like a wave.
Awesome.
And it flooded that whole area. And it wasn't going to stay there. It ran off, but the landing was wet. Something was there.
Yeah, some entity or something.
Wow.
And like you said, it was crystal clear. So if it was a badger or a chupacabra,
honey badger, don't care.
Yeah, there was nothing, no shadow, no nothing.
Wow.
No distortion in the water.
Crazy.
So we ran out, and we decided to go head up the stairs into the main kitchen area. And we stopped on the stairs, and I was like, I pulled my phone out. It's not an EVB recorder, but I can take record video.
Yeah.
So I did that, and while we were standing there, we didn't hear it at the time, but when I replayed it, we heard an evil laugh.
Really?
Laughing at us.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and I asked you before we came on if you had that. It's too bad you don't, like you said, you got rid of that phone. And, we don't think of stuff like that. And it's like, let's keep it so we can put it out,
Right.
And that's, like me and Jen were at a few different, ghost hunts. And we got some stuff on EVP and stuff, but we didn't keep them. It's like, why didn't we keep this stuff,
It's important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's evidence.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So anything else happened?
Yeah. Later in that trip, I got a picture of like an orb and maybe possibly another guy in a different picture. But we went upstairs to, I think it was the second or third floor. And this was by far my favorite area of the entire building. It was a hallway just wider than my shoulders. So it's really skinny. And none of us wanted to be first down the hallway. And none of us wanted to be last. So the group of us, we bunched up and we moved as a ball of people.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And while we were going up there, we were using our flashlights and stuff like that, but Just as I shined my flashlight to the ceiling-ish area, this black object moved opposite of the way the shadows of the rest of the building were moving. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because you move your light, shadows happen. Mm-hmm. This was moving the opposite direction. And it kind of, it was like an animated Batman thing where it just like, and it was gone. Wow. And then that's when I took the picture and I caught this orb and this guy later on that was following us. But we went down this hallway, busted into a room, because we needed a break from that creepy hallway because paint's peeling off and it was closing in on us. We get in there, we could hear some noises and things like that. But after a while we left and went into another bunk room. Mm-hmm. The bunk rooms were exactly that. They were torn up. The mattresses were thin. Rats were living in them, rusty. So we get to the other end of the, that room. It was a dead end. So we had to come back, but I took a picture and that's where this figure is, looking at us from the hallway we had just been in. So,
and could you see that without the photo or
no, it was too dark. Just, like even the camera itself was struggling to see that far.
Okay.
So, I mean, we only use flashlights when we had to.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to get seen.
Right.
But yeah, it was a big room and something was following us.
That is cool. Yeah. And Joe and I checked that picture out and you can definitely see a black shadow mm-hmm. figure in the background.
Yeah.
And it's really creepy.
And if you're willing, you know, you want to email that to us so we can throw it up on our site.
Yeah.
So other people can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll definitely post that
to
our Facebook page.
You know, and like we were saying, there's a lot of things that went on in that building. I did some research and there's a few things that I found. And, you know, like I said, you put that much energy of evil mixed in with somebody that just like got drunk driving, which that's bad, but that's not somebody that's maliciously doing something. So you're putting these evil spirit or evil people in with these people that are just like, oh, man, I screwed up.
Wrote a bad check or something.
Yeah. You know, they threw them all together.
Mm-hmm.
John, do you have any stories?
I found one interesting, actually a couple of short interesting things here. The first story was of the violence that happened within the prison. There was an inmate who was not very well liked by the other inmates. And while in prison, the inmates liked to drink coffee, but they had to be inventive to heat up the coffee. So the inmates would heat up their coffee by sticking wires from an outlet into the coffee cup.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how the inmates used this against this other inmate. They electrocuted him by when he was mopping the floors, they put the wires into the water and he got electrocuted.
See,
can't make this stuff up, folks.
No. And it was, you got to think of the time too. I mean, I don't know when these stories happened, but you know, something that's been open from 1918 to 2000 or what I say,
91.
Yeah. 91, you know, that range of time, so many things could happen. And these, it's not like today where the prisons are, the cameras are everywhere and, you know, you're watching every move people make.
All right. I'm sure there was no cameras until probably the 80s in this swing. And then another one was, there was a second, the second story was there was an outbreak that involved a guard. He was held hostage at gunpoint, but he survived. And then the third one was the son of the last warden. He was, the warden had a house on the property nearby, and one day the warden's son went out to the yard to play, and he noticed a series of bed sheets hanging out the window, so there had been a jailbreak, and nobody had noticed it.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, see, security was basically the men walking around looking at the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a riot, too. There was 9 men that rioted because of the deplorable conditions, you know, and I don't have wrote down what year that was, but yeah, there was, so the things happened and I'm sure there's a lot of things that happened that nobody knows about either.
Oh,
mysterious deaths, like drinking electrocuted coffee.
Yeah. And so if anybody else has any, stories about the workhouse in White House, leave it on our Facebook page. Or if you want to send us a private message, we could talk about it. Or if you just share your story with us.
Or see us in person September 17th.
Yes, you got to come out and see us. We're going to be at the Collingwood Art Center at Paranormal Fest Toledo. So it's all things paranormal. We have Paul Bradford from Ghost Hunters International is going to be out there. Chris Boris, who wrote Pursuit of the Paranormal. and Haunted Toledo and Erie Shores Paranormal will be out there. Is there anybody else that I'm missing?
I'd have to look at the form. Yeah, you know me. I don't have my notes in front of me.
But we'll be there. So yeah. That's what matters. Come out, see us. Let's take a picture. If you want to tell us your ghost story, we'll record it live mm-hmm. while we're out there. And you can also ghost hunt at yeah. the end of it.
So, Caleb, anything else? I mean, those are pretty wild. I mean, the things that, I mean, to have a black mass
mm-hmm.
or actually have the, I want to say serpent or whatever in the water. That's yeah. amazing. Mm-hmm. And to actually have enough form to make a wave.
Right.
You know?
I like it to the movie Godzilla mm-hmm. the yeah. What's his name? Matthew Broderick or whatever. Mm-hmm. That one. The first time you see Godzilla coming to New York City when the old man is fishing on the dock mm-hmm. and he sees like the wave coming up, that's what it looked like.
Wow.
So if you go back and watch that movie, you'll see exactly what I mean. And it looked just like that, just with a V-shape coming off like something was spearheading wow. towards us.
So cool.
Yeah. I mean, you hear about spirits and all that, even like that black mass and that, but mm-hmm. that doesn't have mass.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we call it a black mass, but you know it doesn't have structure. It doesn't have enough to where it would make a wave like that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, and okay, so the building was tore down,
mm-hmm.
and now it's a park.
Yeah.
It was tore down in, I believe, 2001.
Nope,
2014. Oh yeah, right here I wrote down. Yeah, well, right in front of me. I didn't see that. Yeah. So that wasn't that long ago. I mean, a couple of years.
Yeah. So and I'm sure there's some residual energy.
Well, that's
still
what I was thinking.
There.
You know,
it doesn't go away. Mm-hmm.
All that stuff, just because the building is taken down.
Where's the energy go?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if people go to this park, are they going to experience the same stuff?
They might.
I think we might have to check that out.
The whole thing is there's a nature reserve right next door to it. I think they are the ones that tore it down.
Yeah, they acquired it, actually.
Mother Nature's Nursery or something like that. Nature's Nursery. Something like that. Yeah. I took an injured squirrel out there one time because it fell out of a tree and broke its back.
Aww.
It died.
My hero.
Yeah.
Now the squirrel's haunting you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you. Now maybe the squirrels are the. That's it. Those are the squirrels that are at my house attacking me when I go out of my house.
Right.
No, those are your groundhogs.
I haven't seen the groundhog in lately. He usually suns himself on my back porch, but I haven't seen him.
Mm-hmm.
On vacation.
While we were out there, after we left the building, we ran into, we didn't know what was out there, mm-hmm. the nature reserve, but they left the gate open, so. So we were exploring, and there was an awful, or unsettling feeling inside there with all those animals,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they just seemed edgy, and there's a big vulture in there, they had a couple owls, and... Mm-hmm. Maybe a hawk or something like that. They had a lot of raptors, but
velociraptors.
Yeah. But
we're doing the Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I was gonna say this.
Stay
is,
move.
They can't see it. We don't have the
can't
video
see.
Up.
But they all seem to be on edge, not just because we were there, mm-hmm. but just that same thing. Is there something running around out there?
Wow.
That because even in the woods, we felt uneasy.
We mm-hmm. need to find out, too, if there was burials out there.
I'm sure there was.
Sure there was Potter's grave out there.
Yeah, because the prisons, they're not going to ship somebody off.
Right.
They usually do it right on the property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that
especially
would be
especially early 20s and
30s. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, because that's what we're thinking about here is, you know, we know that it was in operation up to the 80s or so, but you think of the 30s and, I mean.
Yeah, somebody died, they're just going to put them out in the prison.
Yeah.
Field.
Yeah.
Field.
You know, if the family doesn't claim them or that,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
they just.
Interesting. I think we have a road trip in our future.
It's not that far away.
No. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's only a 40-minute drive from here with traffic and everything. And
take a walk in the park.
Yeah. We take our recorders.
Yeah, definitely.
See if we can get some EVPs.
EVPs.
So anything else happened while you're there? I mean, you guys didn't get chased by any nuns or anything?
No nuns. Okay. No nuns. Just the occasional rustle in the bushes when we were leaving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just always felt like something was watching us, something was behind us, pushing us out.
That's so interesting. Now, did you have, since then, have you had any activity or anything odd happen since then? Did you have any weird dreams?
Oh, I always have weird dreams, but nothing related, I don't
that
think.
That runs in the family.
But no, nothing really followed us, nothing really... showed up. Mm-hmm. I've had several different things happen at home, but I think it was based on a different mm-hmm. scenario. I had okay. a window open on me in the middle of the night. It was locked when I went to bed.
Interesting.
But I think that was just because of the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But other than that, nothing too serious, too out of the weird, out mm-hmm. of the normal.
So, and where in your workplace, I won't mention it, but have you had any experiences in there? Or had any coworkers have experiences?
Actually, both. One of my experiences was I was doing a security check, and when I left, I locked the door. It's a big metal door, big lock. Locked it, walked back, sat down for a little while, and then went back and to do another security check, and the door was unlocked.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, I know I locked that. I know I locked it. So doors are getting unlocked, which sometimes may not be safe.
Yeah.
No. But no, we had another officer. Actually, she just told me the story the other day. She was doing a security check and looked into one of the rooms, and it was supposed to be empty. And I don't know how, sometime in the past, somebody died in that room, and it was a female area, and she saw a figure standing in front of the window, like a silhouette. So she, you know, there's nobody in there, but the silhouette there's a light outside. You can see perfectly the window and all that, mm-hmm. but she saw a silhouette in there. So wow. She checked and just kept walking. She didn't, and to this day, she doesn't check that room.
Wow. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Occasionally, yeah, we'll see stuff on the cameras and things like that too. But
oh yeah,
yeah,
like shadows moving or
mist, more like mist.
Mist. Oh, yeah. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And where you work has been around for a long, long time.
Since the 70s. The building, the current building has been there since the 70s.
Oh, okay. I was thinking more of the 30s.
The actual entity has been there much longer.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
So did they rebuild on another site? Or
they rebuilt on the same site.
Okay.
So the building, the old building was torn down in the 70s, and they built this new building, and now we're outdated.
Oh, okay. And packed.
And packed and falling apart. And
yeah.
Nice.
And they're always trying to get more funding, which you guys need.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole reason behind the jail is to keep the bad people in
mm-hmm.
and the good people out.
Right.
Or is the
ghosts
way?
In.
Yeah. It was funny because I don't know why I just thought of this, but I was about 7 years ago, I was talking to this girl, and we went past this cemetery and it had a fence around it. And she just freaked out. She's like, that's bull crap. They put those fences around. How are the spirits going to get out of there? They can't get out if there's a fence. I'm thinking, they got out from 6 feet of dirt. Do you think a chain link fence is going to stop them?
Was it chain link or was it iron?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yes.
See?
There is a legend. Caleb was telling us about that. Tell us about that.
They say that iron, like solid iron mm-hmm. and salt, can help repel ghosts.
Okay.
So if you're doing a ghost hunt and you want your main base hub to be secure,
mm-hmm.
sprinkle salt around all the door openings and windows.
Oh, okay.
And supposedly, they're not supposed to be able to cross it because salt is supposed to be really pure. Same with iron.
Interesting.
Different minerals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe that's why they have wrought iron fences around Woodlawn Cemetery.
Hey,
yeah.
Never thought of that.
Yeah.
I thought it was just decorative. Now we know
method
that.
Method to the madness.
The girl was right. They can't get out. Yeah, but there's a gate right there.
I think it just hop in the car, you know, when you drive in.
Yeah. Sure.
Open the door, let them in. Anyways, all right.
Anywho.
Anyways, what else? What else? What else?
So, I want to thank you for, oh, wow, Spike. I want to thank you for coming down to the beautiful studio here,
no problem.
6 feet under Toledo, Ohio. You're welcome to come in anytime. I want to mention a few events that we got. One of the big events is on Saturday, October 1st,
mm-hmm.
is National Ghost Hunting Day.
That was me. That wasn't a ghost.
Things at me? But anyhow, National Ghost Hunting Day. It's an event that's happening all over the country.
Awesome.
There are hundreds and hundreds of ghost hunts that are going to go on that night, and they're all going to go on. They're all going to start at what they call shotgun start
mm-hmm.
at 10 o'clock. Per time zone. So everything, it's all going to be at the same time. And me and Jen are actually going to be down in Gallatin?
I have no idea.
Gallatin, Ohio? It's a small town just north of Columbus. And we're going to be at the Gill House, which is
Galion?
A... Galion?
Uh-huh. Somebody correct us on Facebook, please. Yeah,
you know, I can't even read my own spelling. I can't read my own spelling.
You need some book learning.
I is graduated. So we're going to be at the Gill House, which is this old mansion that it looks awesome. I looked
I just want to let you know the lights are dimming again.
I know.
And they never dim in the studio. It's very odd. Dun,
dun, dun.
Okay. So anyways, National Ghost Hunting Day.
Yeah.
We're going to be at the Gill House.
Yeah. The Gill House is, and like I said, it's an old haunted mansion.
So excited. I can't wait.
Yeah. And, you know, if anybody wants to come down and do the haunt.
I think there's still tickets available. Yep. We got ours online. Just, it's events, some type of event site. If you just Google it, you'll find it.
Well,
they were
the
like $30
here.
Bucks.
It's nationalghosthuntingday.com.
Awesome.
How did they think of that?
I don't know.
It's amazing. but if you're in our area, you know, if you're in Toledo, Ohio, they're going to have one at the Toledo Yacht Club, which Jen, you've been to with the people that are actually going to be the host, Erie Shores Paranormal. So if you're in the Toledo area, you want to do a ghost hunt that night, get a hold of the folks over at Erie Shore Paranormal. They're on Facebook. If you're up in Dundee at the Old Mill, Spirit World Paranormal Investigations are going to be hosting that one up there. But like I say, if you go online, you go to the nationalghosthuntingday.com, you'll find a hunt in your area.
Yeah, absolutely. Check it out. Go try something new. Experience something different.
And it's cool because it's a national event. So
that's going to open a lot of vortexes all over the United States.
It's going to be a whirlwind.
Oh, look out.
Look out, a tornado.
I hope it's not a full moon that night. We might have to check that out.
You know, that's something that might be why they made it on that day.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Ooh.
So anything else you got going, Jen?
Oh, let's see. Other than that, just don't forget about Collingwood on the 17th. We'll be out there broadcasting live. We also are going to be doing the Gill House. And what else is going on? I don't know. Check us out on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean.
And we have... if you want to listen to our podcast, Joe, tell us all the different sites that you can hear our podcast on.
I have it
Spotify,
wrote down.
Spotify,
we're
iTunes.
On iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spotify. Big
in.
Announcement this week. We're on Google Play.
We are on Google Play. People, check us out. It's so exciting.
And a couple more that I can't think of because, you know, my memory, I don't have it wrote down in front of me.
Tune in.
Tune in.
Yep. So,
tune in to our podcast. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh my God.
I need
10,000 comedians out of work. You're trying to be funny.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I got a face for radio, so I have to do something.
Ladies,
and anything going
out.
On with you, Caleb?
No.
Just working your butt off.
Working.
That's good.
Chilling.
All right. That's awesome. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up for this week. Thanks for listening, folks. Thanks for coming in, Caleb.
Not a problem.
You're welcome anytime.
Sweet.
Yep, come back anytime, folks.
We'll do.
And like I said, check us out on Facebook. Check us out at the Collingwood Arts Center.
www.222paranormal.com. See ya!